This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, I was waiting to hear if this was the T-Pain version.
Lonely world.
T-Pain did this at Coachella. I'm telling you, that dude. I just sent you guys something.
Yeah.
People are clamoring for him to be a Super Bowl halftime performer.
I don't know if his name's big enough.
He won me over at Coachella, man. That dude is more talented than I had ever thought.
But Super Bowl is international. I don't know if people internationally know T-Pain.
I mean, they got to know the Dolphins fight song.
Plus, it's not international. That's BS. No, that's how many artists have done the Super Bowl that weren't international superstars?
Who? Name them.
I mean, they're all kind of international superstars.
Yeah, though. But T-Pain, like, he's on, I think, the level of a lot of those people. Maybe he's not as hot right now as he once was, but at one point, he's one of the more known R&B singers in the world.
What?
T-Pain. No?
R&B singers?
T-Pain?
You know who T-Pain is?
The black guy, the dreads. Love yeah. With a stripper.
Yeah, that's R&B, isn't it? Wouldn't that qualify as R&B?
Yeah, like Luther Vandross.
No, it's not Luther Vandross, but I feel
no
like it's
no one has ever referred to T-Pain as an R&B singer.
No, he's a rapper.
I don't know. I think he qualifies.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
And the songs that are going viral now are like War Pigs and Don't Stop Believing, which certainly aren't R&B songs.
No.
No one's ever referred to him as an R&B singer. You can call him a rapper. Or you can call him the auto-tune guy.
Okay, John.
Those are the only
you
two
look
qualified.
Up you look up his two best albums, genre R&B. Like, okay, well, okay, that's fine. Nobody's ever heard of him. Nobody's ever called him an R&B.
No
singer.
No one has ever referred to him as an R&B singer.
Okay, so yeah. I'm Sprung is not an R&B song.
Can you name another R&B singer?
Chris Brown.
Okay, and you think T-Pain?
Usher.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not the same.
They're very similar.
Fire up the Dolphins fight song, T-Pain version, and tell me if this is an R&B banger.
There you go. This will make you want to make some love.
This is not what I planned for tonight's play-in game, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. An argument on what genre T-Pain is.
My mind was blown last year. Kendrick Lamar. I didn't think he was famous enough.
He's not.
To do a
and I didn't
Bowl.
Think I and I thought it fell flat and I like him a lot.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Send your girl back to the room.
Come on in the room.
Got a glass of Cavassier waiting for you.
Oil candles. Yeah.
Actually, it's starting to work on me now that I listen to it.
I massage Asia to T-Pain all the time.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Sticky Treats is available statewide and in the tap room. And that is a delicious beer. And Imperial Club, which is a members-only club that grants access to 5 exclusive barrel-aged beers, each with collectible unique labels, has its next release coming by the end of April. There's some action at Funky Buddha. That's a good spot to watch some games at the tap room in Oakland Park.
I'm getting that club.
It's a good club to be in.
I'm getting that club. You were talking about it the other day. I'm getting in that club.
Although I always say any club that'll have me a member is a club I don't want to belong to.
The beer club?
I think it's an old Woody Allen line. All right, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
T-Pain, by the way, nominated Best Male R&B Artist by BET. Like, it's fine. You guys were just off on that, but it's okay.
He's not an R&B singer. Okay. He's not.
I grew up with T-Pain.
He may have had an R&B hit.
Huck,
he is not an R&B singer.
His two best albums, the two albums he's known for, were R&B albums. I hate to break it to you guys, but you're like he can rap, but he's an R&B artist.
No, he's a rapper.
Okay.
He raps.
He is.
Okay. The Miami Heat, they play tonight. 7:30. Win or go home versus the Chicago Bulls. Win or go home. And the Heat, if they win, get another win or go home game against the Atlanta Hawks, who lost last night.
T-Pain nominated for a Grammy Best Rap Song 2008 and 2009.
No, I'm not saying he's not a rapper. I'm not.
Well, no, you're saying he's an R&B singer.
He's known for his R&B music. It's what he's known for.
No.
His best songs. I'm going to buy you a drink. I'm in love with the stripper.
His best song is low, 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 low.
And on every song he's nominated for, he sings vocals. He sings. He's not even rapping.
Well, he sings with auto-tune, though, which is how he came to prominence.
But he sings, but he raps.
He does rap. He does rap.
He sings sings the hook.
Well, every song that he's nominated for, he's just singing the hook. He's singing the chorus. He's a singer. That's what T-Pain is. He's a singer.
Low, 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 low. That's not R&B.
That's not R&B. He's holding rap verses longer in the syllables, Solana.
Okay.
Low, 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 low.
Apple bottom jeans.
The only...
You know how I sing that. The flurb with the blurb.
That's not the word.
The only two awards he's ever won. The only two awards. He won Best Rap Song with Kanye West for Good Life. He didn't rap in that song. Hate to break it to both of you. He sang vocals. And then the only other song he won was Blame It on the Alcohol with Jamie Foxx for Best R&B Performance with Vocals.
That's a Jamie Foxx song. That's not a T-Pain song.
Exactly. Exactly.
Jamie Foxx is an R&B singer.
Okay.
Rhythm and blues, sexy, Chris Brown, sexy.
You're just naming more R&B songs. Do you guys know what R&B is?
I don't think you do.
No, I don't think you know what R&B is, unfortunately. Like Luther Vandross, for sure, R&B. But
yeah.
T-Pain dominated. T-Pain, Usher, and Chris Brown dominated R&B in the early aughts or in the mid-aughts. Like, they dominated the category. Epiphany.
Oh, here's a good. If you search, is T-Pain, the Google fills it with a rapper or a singer. So this has been discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
T-Pain is both a rapper and a singer. He gained prominence for his signature auto-tune vocal style. T-Pain is an American singer, songwriter, rapper, and record producer.
Bro,
he's known for popularizing.
T-Pain is primarily an R&B artist, though he incorporates elements of hip-hop and has explored other genres like country. He is primarily known for his unique style of using auto-tune and is considered a major figure in popularizing the technology in modern music.
But I love them.
And we all know T-Pain. Everybody loves him. He can actually sing. He's proved it a million times.
Is T-Pain a rapper or an R&B singer? Fahim Rashid Nam, better known by his stage name T-Pain, is an American rapper, singer, songwriter, and record producer. But I'm not saying he's not a singer. I'm telling you he's not an R&B artist.
Okay. I mean, his best stuff is all R&B music, but okay.
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 Shorty got low.
Flurb with the blurb.
Flurb with the blurb. So is Ja Rule, someone texts in, is Ja Rule an R&B singer in your mind?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I don't know. I'd have to go back and listen to his entire discography before I can have a...
He took over the arts.
Nah, it gets personal with T-Pain. I love T-Pain. One of my favorite
artists. I do too. I'm a huge fan of his.
We love the rapper T-Pain.
I don't think you guys know T-Pain at all.
He's got some of my favorite rap songs.
If you say low, 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 low again.
did I telegraph that? Somebody texts in, Hawk was slightly off on his Butler under last night. Yeah, you think? I lost that in the first quarter.
My man, 38. Goodness gracious.
Not the game I expected from Jimmy Butler.
From Omar Kelly, tell Hawk Lowe is Flo Rida, not T-Pain.
He's on that song, though.
I think everybody's on that song.
Actually, I have a verse. I have a verse on that song.
The old girl was looking at her. That's T-Pain, right?
She hit the flow. Next thing you know.
Shorty got low, low.
Shorty got low, 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 low.
So Flo gets back in, but T-Pain, I think T-Pain did sing the hook.
Yeah, it's Flo Rida featuring T-Pain.
Yeah. And singing is not all R&B, Solana. There's singers that aren't R&B.
Right.
But I'm not telling you that he's not a singer. I'm telling you
is
that
Flo Rida an R&B singer?
No, Flo Rida is a pop artist.
And T-Pain's not?
Yeah, T-Pain's probably more of a pop artist as well.
All
right. But his two best albums are considered R&B albums. They just are. I hate to pull out you know, my hip hop.
Oh goodness!
Knowledge on you guys.
Your bona fides.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate to flex my suit tonight on you, but this is kind of my wheelhouse, fellas.
What's his name again? Leland.
Leland.
All right. The Marlins play tonight. Happy birthday, Matt Mervis. We hope you hit several monster dongs so that Hawk can buy us all.
Retire.
Ooh, I don't hit anything.
I just Googled, though, greatest R&B singers. This is who you've got him in company of. Whitney Houston, Usher, R. Kelly, Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, Luther Vandross, Mariah Carey, Al Green, Mary J. Blige, Marvin Gaye, Sam Cooke, Chris Brown, Erykah Badu, Beyonce, D'Angelo, Sade.
But I don't understand what you're doing there. Like, I didn't call him one of the greatest R&B singers
Anita
of all
Baker,
time.
Anita Baker, Ray Charles, Maxwell.
So you're calling him a rapper. So you're putting him
Smokey
in the same
Robinson
conversation as Biggie, Tupac, Nas, Kendrick, 50 Cent, Lil Wayne.
Way closer than Aretha Franklin.
That I might actually agree with you.
I'm begging you tonight with Tommy Tighe, you saying something along the lines of the Heat need to limit the Bulls' offensive output to something low, 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 low. Please?
No, no chance.
Please?
No chance.
Tommy. Shawty got them apple bottom jeans, though.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy tonight. The lows will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
I'm sorry. What will be in the 70s?
Temperature will be in the 70s.
The lows? Low, 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 low. I mean, I gave you the alley-oop, and you stared at me, you dummy. Temperatures? A lot come while?
On. Come on, it's a lot.
Come on, man.
Temperatures? Weather! Weather!
Lows will be in the 70s. The what? Temperatures!
My goodness gracious. Y'all done hurt my stomach.
I have a headache. Did a whole segment using low, low, low as a punchline. And then he says temperatures, lows are in the, and I go, the what? Temperatures? Fahrenheit?
Old Uncle Alex.
Can't bat a thousand. Can't bat a thousand.
Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Too many steps.
Hawk and Crowder.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.